我想同大家分享一个讲道的题目，叫做不要怕。
Today my sermon topic is Fear Not。
在圣经里面，不要怕这个词语出现了很多次，我数一数有70多次。
I've counted in the Bible how many times Fear Not had appeared in the Bible, or the word Do Not Afraid. It has actually appeared 7 times in the Bible.
很多时候都是神对他的子民说你不要怕。
70 times in the Bible.
很多时候都是神向他的子民说你不要怕。
Most of the time it's God comforting his people not to fear.
害怕是在圣经里面一个很大的一个主题。
Fear is a big theme in the Bible.
今天想和大家问一个问题，究竟你觉得害怕是一件好事还是一件坏事？
Today I want to ask you all a question. Is fear a good thing or a bad thing?
假如害怕，你好害怕见到有危难，有这个危险来的时候，你敬而远之呢，那是一件好事。
Fear can be a good thing, of course, when it's promoting you having a respect of danger.
人呢，很害怕交通意外，那他一上公路的时候，不是很安全地驾驶，这是一个好。
Some people are afraid of accidents, so they drive very carefully, especially when they're on the expressways. That's a good thing.
有人又很害怕自己不知道有什么隐藏的病，每年去看医生，于是乎又是一件好事。
So some people fear that they have some hidden sickness in their body, so they keep having regular body check every year. So that's a good thing.
但当害怕来到令到你有一个负面的影响的时候，这件是坏事。
But when fear becomes something that causes you, that could have a negative impact on your life, that would be a bad thing.
有人就很怕高的，咁于是乎咧，佢唔敢坐飞机。
Some people are afraid of height, so they would never get on a plane, so that would become a bad thing.
有人咧就好怕老鼠嘅。一見到老鼠咧，佢就會大嗌、大叫、大喊。
Some people fear mice and they cry and scream and shiver when they see them.
我咧認識有個肥波，佢咧呢個肥波咧，人哋一覺得佢失常嘅，因為佢好怕一樣嘢，就好怕一條橋。
I know someone named Bob and he is extremely afraid of bridges and people think he's perverted.
英文叫阿伯啊，中文叫肥波好啲啊。咁啊，肥波咧，一見到行到佢一開車嘅時候，一見到條橋喺佢前邊咧，佢就周身都唔安樂，就咧好驚。
Whenever he drive and see that there is a bridge approaching, then he just feel agitated and extremely awful.
佢咧就掉頭咧就走啦，掉頭走咧就。
He would make a U-turn and avoid that bridge.
最後咧，上個星期佢頂唔順啊，佢就咧去揾一個精神科醫生。
And finally, last week he determined that he cannot handle this anymore, so he went to see a psychiatrist.
香港咧，香港人你見到神經科醫生，你睇嗰個醫生就話你發神經，但係呢個唔使翻嚟。咁。这个精神科医生见到这个肥波的时候，就断定他有这个恐惧症。
So when the psychiatrist saw him, he determined that he diagnosed him as having a phobia.
恐惧症就是说你见到一件事物或者一个环境的时候，你会突然间变得很无理性的恐惧，或者很持久性的恐惧。
Phobia is a persistent and irrational fear of a specific object, activity, or situation.
咁呢個醫生咧就叫阿肥波揸住一條橋嘅模型，佢揸住啊，直至到佢唔驚為止。
So the psychiatrist told him to look at a model bridge, and look at it until he's not fear of it anymore.
咁佢揸得耐嘅時候，終於佢都唔驚啦，係橋啫嘛。
And after a while of handle and looking at it, he's not afraid anymore.
佢甚至一掟咗條橋咧，掟落地打爛佢。
And he could even crush that bridge model.
當然埋單嘅時候要俾多啲錢啊。
Of course, he has to pay a little more.
咁醫生就話： 哎，做得真係好。
And then good job, doctor said.
然後咧就叫佢啦，嗱，你見到佢翹嘅時候咧，你再做多一樣嘢，聽啲輕鬆嘅音樂，聽完之後你先好過橋。
And then he also instructed him to listen to some relaxing music before he has to cross a bridge in the future.
咁我睇完醫生咧，翻屋企啦。
And then after the visit, he went home.
啊，肥波咧，突然間又望到有條橋喺佢前邊。
And then suddenly Bob saw a bridge in front of him.
但佢好似冇見過醫生咁，仍然都係喺度震。
And then he was still very afraid.
好似乎佢扭住個心機，聽一啲好輕鬆嘅音樂，聽啊聽啊。
And so he turned on the music and listened to some very relaxing music.
30分鐘之後，佢仍然都係掉頭走。
And after 30 minutes, he still decided he wanted to take a U-turn.
又翻屋企食飯都晏咗，俾老婆鬧。
And was late for his dinner.
有一日，有個牧師應該唔信，於是乎咧挑戰佢。
One day, a pastor asked him.
佢話：你嚟，你幫你嚟，你同我讀一讀呢一個嘅。箴言28章第一節。
And then he asked Bob to come over and read this passage.
啊，肥波就讀啦，佢就讀啦，話惡人雖無人追趕也逃跑，義人卻膽壯像獅子。
The wicked flee though no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion.
惡人嘅意思即係。做咗好多虧心事嘅人。
Wicked means someone that has done something really bad。
呢啲做咗虧心事嘅人咧，我哋話咧就係杯弓蛇影啊，冇人追你咧，你都係咁走噶啦，你都好驚。
And so these people, out of their own guilt and shame, and they would flee even though nobody are pursuing them。
義人咧，即係冇做過一啲虧欠人嘅事，於是乎咧就冇有怕噶啦。好似獅子咁大個膽。
And the righteous people has no guilt at all, so they could be as bold as a lion.
牧師咧就問佢肥波啦，咁你究竟係咪壞人啊
？And so the pastor asked Bob, "Are you a wicked man?"
咁呢個肥波諗啊，唔係啊，我唔係壞人，雖然我都唔係一個咁好嘅義人。
And then Bob said, "I'm not really a wicked person, but although I'm not as righteous as what Bible said."
師就話：如果你唔係壞人嘅時候，點解你一見到個橋就好似我哋橋裏面有人喺度拆，有啲拆好似喺度埋伏咗等住你咁咧
？Well, then the pastor said, if you're not wicked, why do you run away from the bridge as if someone is going to ambush you?
究竟有乜嘢原因引起你個恐慌
？What is really the cause of your fear？
哇！佢俾牧師咁一問嘅時候，就喺度諗，喺度回想。回想有乜嘢引起佢嘅恐慌
？The questioning makes Bob to search through his memory.
啊，終於佢諗到啲嘢。
Ah, he remembers something now.
記得十年之前
he said,
有一個夜晚。
10 years ago, there was a night.
啊，個電話忽然間響，原來佢阿媽打嚟。
He received a call from his mom.
佢阿媽話：我好病，我真係死。
His mom said he was very ill in New York.
佢阿媽喺紐約啊。佢阿媽喺紐約，我都未講嘅。於是乎，肥波啊，呢個肥波咧就即刻彈起床，然後咧就開車漏夜咁揸去紐約。
So Bob just jumped out of the bed and hit the road.
但佢好攰。當佢嚟到Ohio 一條橋嘅時候，佢撞咗架車埋嗰個橋。
And he was very tired because it was in the middle of the night, and he actually crashed a car when he was crossing a bridge somewhere in Ohio.
啊，你睇到周身又有血又剩。
He saw that there is blood or something.
然後佢望到個橋下邊黑掹掹，但係啲水流好急速，好似想吞咗佢咁樣。
And then he also saw a lot of water running underneath the bridge.
啊，佢就好驚，但係佢一定要走。
And he was actually scared, but he had to go.
啊，佢就一家家有，然後衝過咗條橋，去到探佢個媽媽。
And then he just stepped on his gas and then drove to the destination to see his mother.
但係佢好忙咁嚟到去處理佢媽媽嘅身後事，所以佢將呢一件好小嘅意外都忘記咗。
After this, he actually forgot about this accident because he was very busy in arranging his mother's matters.
咁原來肥波而家佢知道咗，佢嗰個恐懼係由於佢喺去到呢條橋嘅時候，嗰種唔愉快嘅經歷。
Now Bob knows why he's so fearful of the bridge. It was because of his unpleasant experience in the bridge.
咁你話佢嘅恐懼係咪真實嘅咧？
Do you think his fear is real?
係真實嘅喎，真係好驚喎。
Yes, it is. It really is a true fear.
但係佢個恐懼唔係真係驚咗條橋。
But his fear is not fearing of the bridge.
佢個恐懼只係因為嗰條橋引起嘅嗰個恐懼。
The fear that he has is associated with the bridge.
嗰條橋唔會令到佢有呢啲反失常嘅表現。
Bridges do not produce people to have irrational behavior.
而係佢自己嚟到產生呢一種嘅恐懼。
It's something that he produces, a phobia that he produces.
當我哋知道我哋嘅恐懼嘅來源嘅時候，嗰個成因嘅時候，有希望。
When we find the causes of the fear, then we have hope that we may be able to handle the fear.
我哋呢個希望就係可以去消除呢一種嘅恐懼。
The hope is that one day we can eliminate this fear.
咁你有冇恐懼咧？
Do you have fears today?
我有恐懼喎。
Oh, I do.
我恐懼咧喺呢度，坐喺呢度講到。
I have stage fright.
一講到佢手驚。
I'm fear of just talking in front of a lot of people.
我唔係驚咧，嗰啲會眾咧又話喂你，我個 PowerPoint 我都有寫錯字啊。
I'm afraid one of you might tell me after the sermon that you wrote something wrong in the slides.
好多人咧完咗之後有啲人啊。
Some people after the sermon.
我個引用經文咧，我字咧又寫錯。
And then they will say that something is written wrong in the slides.
我係恐懼，當我去用神嘅話語去講説話嘅時候，其實天地萬物嘅神喺度聽緊。
I'm afraid when I am speaking, the Lord that creates the world is listening to me.
有一日上到天上嘅時候，耶穌可能會話：，阿志全咧。
And one day when I go to the heaven and see the Lord, He may say, "Come here, Pastor Lau."
喺2013年7月14日，你引用呢、這個呢、這個約翰福音第21章。就講到咧，耶穌話講到我咧嗰、那個點樣諗法。
On July 14, 2013, you talked about this particular Bible verse, and that really wasn't the right way to interpret it.
耶穌話：我原本唔係咁諗喎。
And then Jesus said, "That's not exactly what I want to say."
我梗係驚啦。
And I would be fear of that.
係真係對唔住。
And then I would say, "I'm sorry, Lord."
但耶穌話：唔係噃，我想讚你喎。
And then Jesus said, "No, I want to actually praise you."
我仲驚。
And then I even fear more.
我都唔記得咗喺2013年7月14嗰邊度係講乜嘢。
Because by then I wouldn't remember what I said on July 14, 2013.
其實每一個人都有恐懼。
Everybody has some kind of fear.
只不過係程度上唔同嘅問題。
It's just a matter of degree.
只不過係恐懼，你個來源個理由唔同。
The cause and the source are different.
當你有恐懼嘅時候，你點樣去處理你個恐懼咧？
When you are really afraid of something or fear of something, how do you handle that?
我哋咧讀呢個約翰福音第21章。
Now today we read chapters 21 of John.
剛才大家都讀過啦。
We've all read that passage together earlier.
咁喺約翰福音呢一度咧，我哋睇到有一班嘅好驚嘅一班人。
In the Gospel of John, it described a bunch of people that are really fearful.
呢度有七個漁夫喺只船裏邊。
There are seven fishermen sitting in the boat.
呢個海就係加利利海。
This is the Sea of Galilee that was described in the Bible.
佢哋係耶穌嘅門徒。
They are the disciples of Jesus.
呢七個人咧係彼得、多馬、拿但業、雅各同埋約翰兩兄弟，同埋腓力同埋安德烈。
They are Peter, Thomas, Nathaniel, James, John, and probably Philip and Andrew.
哇！神咁早嘅時候，佢哋喺度做乜嘢
？What are they doing so early in the morning？
你望佢哋嘅時候，當然呢度唔係好望得清楚啦。佢哋其實係好攰，亦都好失望。
When you look closer at them, they are actually exhausted and disappointed.
因為佢喺個湖裏面，喺個海裏面，整晚喺度撒網嚟到捕魚。
Because they have been fishing and netting in the sea for the entire night.
而家佢哋就係睇住個太陽從呢個地平線嗰度升上嚟。
Now they look at the sun rising slowly above the horizon.
外面好平靜，呢一種平靜同佢哋內心嗰種恐懼相映成趣，唔吻合。
But this peacefulness of the sea really doesn't match the fears in their hearts.
佢哋嘅恐懼其實已經持久咗多過兩星期。
Their fears have actually gripped them for more than 2 weeks now.
兩星期一日喺有一日，當耶穌被出賣、被逮捕、被鞭打，甚至被釘上十字架而死嘅時候。
2 weeks ago, on the day when Jesus was betrayed, arrested, beaten, and crucified to death on the cross.
所有嘅門徒，包括咗呢七個漁夫，都出現咗一種好反常嘅行為表現。
All his disciples, including the seven fishermen, had developed irrational behaviors.
有一個門徒走去揾到棵樹，跟住掉條繩上去，跟住將自己吊死。
One disciple committed suicide.
有啲門徒佢哋假裝我唔認識耶穌，我從來都冇與耶穌。
Some pretended they never knew Jesus.
有啲整日喺度喊，停唔到。
And some just kept crying all day long.
有啲傷心到即刻咁喺度逃走。
Some ran away with great sadness.
我哋仍然留喺耶路撒冷，我班門徒，佢哋就揾到間屋，然後走入去，跟住鎖埋道門，鎖住自己。
Those that were still in Jerusalem locked themselves up in a house.
圣经话佢哋好惊。
In Bible, it was described that they were very fearful.
佢哋好惊嗰啲敌人会冲入嗰度打烂个门，冲入嚟将佢哋杀死。
They were fearful that their enemies will barge in and kill them all.
啊，一有人敲门嘅时候咧，佢哋就嗰种恐惧系难以想象。
Whenever anyone knocked on the door, their fears mounted to an unbearable level.
當我哋呢一班門徒係咁恐懼嘅時候
，When all these disciples were in such a great fear，
喺耶穌被釘十字架之後第三日，耶穌就靜靜咁喺墳墓裏面復活。
After the crucifixion on the third day， Jesus have been resurrected。
佢復活咗之後，就走去探呢一班好驚嘅呢一班嘅門徒。
After Jesus was resurrected, he came and visited these disciples.
為咗唔等到佢哋更加驚咧，耶穌連門都唔敢敲。
Jesus didn't even knock on the door so not to increase their fears.
佢就喺佢哋屋裏面就咁就出現咗。
He just simply appeared in their house.
呢班門徒見到耶穌復活咗，耶穌就開心啦。
They were very joyful to see that the Master is alive.
这种开心呢，将他们的恐惧呢，都驱散了。
The joy could overcome their fears.
但只是当耶稣和他们一起的时候。
But only for the moment.
当耶稣离开他们的之后，他们又很害
怕。But when Jesus left them, their fears returned.
这七个从加利利来的门徒，他们又说我哋要谂啲方法嚟到去 搞掂，嚟到去處理我哋啲恐懼。
The seven disciples from Galilee then decided to find some other ways to handle their fears.
有人話不如網魚啦。
So somebody suggested, how about fishing?
唔係釣魚啊，網魚。
Netting.
網魚能夠俾佢哋，從前佢哋知道網魚能夠俾佢哋快樂。
They know that netting for fish could give them joy and satisfaction.
網網千斤嘅時候，俾佢哋好滿足。
When they could net a bunch of fish, they are very satisfied.
俾佢哋好有盼望。
That gives them hope.
所以佢哋決定立刻走翻去佢哋嘅家鄉加利利。
So they decided they would go back to their hometown Galilee.
然後佢哋就喺漏夜咧就去網魚。
And then they fish at night, overnight.
但到咗日頭嘅時候，佢哋仍然都係咁恐懼。
But by dawn, their fears remain.
然後佢哋睇到岸邊好遠嘅地方有一個陌生人出現。
Then they see some strangers, a stranger from afar.
佢哋唔知道呢個係邊一個嚟。
They don't know who that is.
陌生人就問佢朋友啊，你捞咗几多鱼啊？
The strangers asked them, "Friends, how have you caught any fish?"
咁就唔系几好意思咁答啦，一条都冇。
Not even one, sir.
咁又陌生人就话，咁啊，咁你不如将个网掉喺你嘅船嘅右边啦。
And then the stranger told them, "How about you net change, throw your net to the right of the boat?"
啊，啲七個漁夫，大家你望你眼望我眼，心裏邊諗，我前後左右都試過啦，點解淨係左邊啊？
And then they said, "I have already tried in all directions. How could it only be on my right?"
左右邊，右邊，但佢哋就彼此咁話，不妨一試啊。
And then they said, "Why not?"
佢哋就將個網掉喺右邊。
And then they decided to just put the net on the right side.
好奇怪喎！一網撈出嚟嘅時候，有153條大魚。
And then suddenly they got 153 fish.
第一件事佢哋諗到係乜嘢咧？
And then it came there to their mind suddenly.
呢個諗㗎咋？可能耶穌唔係咁諗。佢哋話：咦，153條魚。
And then they said, "This is what I think." They said, "Wow, 153 big fish."
咁點分啊？我哋七個人循進啫
喎。We have seven people. How do we divide it equally?
嗱，佢哋再諗嘅時候，呢個係一個奇蹟。對於呢一班職業嘅漁夫嚟講，係一個奇蹟。
To these seven professional fishermen, this is a miracle.
呢個奇蹟將佢哋突然間扎醒咗。
And this suddenly woke them up.
開始懷疑咦呢個會唔會係耶穌？
And then they just suspect if this stranger is actually Jesus.
喺呢個時候，佢哋知道佢哋用自己嘅方法唔能夠驅散佢哋嘅恐懼。
By now, they know they cannot handle their fear, overcome their fear by their own ways.
佢哋曾經見到有問題嘅時候就逃跑，但係呢啲恐懼跟住佢哋一齊。
They have tried running away from the fears.
他们曾经尝试改变过这个环境，由耶路撒冷走回去这个自己的家乡。
They have tried to change the environment.
但恐惧仍然都不能够停止。
But they cannot stop the fear.
他们曾经尝试去找这个喜乐来到去消除这个的恐惧，但仍然他们失败。
They look for the joy that can overcome all these fears, but that doesn't work.
这个陌生人在那里岸边就煮了一餐早餐给他们吃。
And this stranger cooks a breakfast for them.
今天的早餐是鱼柳包。
Today we have filet of fish.
即是鱼加包啊，
and
鱼柳包。
That means it's fish and bread.
呢班門徒就望住耶一個陌生人，係望得好清楚，走埋去。
And they go and look closer at this stranger.
但冇人敢問你係邊個。
But nobody dare to ask, "Who are you?"
因為佢哋嘅恐懼防止咗佢哋去親近耶穌呢一位創造天地萬物嘅神。
Because their fear had prevented them to come closer to Jesus, the Creator of heavens and earth.
佢哋內心恐懼，亦都防止咗佢哋，阻止咗佢哋去同呢一個復活咗嘅耶穌嚟到更加親密。
The fears also stop them to associate deeper with Jesus.
雖然佢哋知道只有耶穌能夠解決佢哋嘅恐懼，但佢哋唔知道點做。
Even though they know only Jesus is able to remove all their fears,
但佢哋唔知點做。
But they don't know what to do.
喺早食過早餐之後，耶穌又幫佢哋去點樣處理佢哋嘅恐懼。
After the breakfast, Jesus helps them to handle their fear.
耶穌就問，就喺七個人之中揀呢個彼得出嚟，企喺度問佢。
And then out of the seven people, he chose Peter and asked him.
佢話：你愛我比這些更深啊。
Do you love me more than these?
啊，咁你又諗咩這些咧？
And then you say, what are these referring to?
聖經又冇講喎。
The Bible didn't mention.
但係彼得同耶穌又好似心有靈犀喎，知道係乜嘢嚟。
And then Peter seems to know what he's referring to.
呢個這些可以係代表住彼得所珍惜嘅嘢。
These could be referred to something that Peter really treasured.
佢珍惜嘅嘢可能係佢屋企人。
It could be his family.
可能係佢啲朋友。
His friends.
可能係佢啲家產。
Or his treasures.
可能係佢個職業。
Maybe his career.
或者佢個安全感。
His safety.
或者佢自己嗰條命。
Or his own life.
佢嘅恐懼同佢要失去呢啲這些係好有關係。
His fear is related to could be all of these things。
咁彼得點樣答耶穌
？And how does Peter answer the question？
佢戰戰兢兢咧咁答耶穌。
And then he replies timidly。
佢話：主啊，是的，你知道我愛你。
Yes, Lord, you know that I love you。
我哋再聽多一次彼得點樣答。
We listen to this one more time. How did he reply?
主啊，是的，你知道我愛你。
Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
問非所答。
He didn't really answer the question.
耶穌係問佢，唔係問佢你愛我嗎？
Jesus didn't ask you, do you love me?
耶穌係問你愛我比這些更深嗎？
Jesus is asking, do you love me more than these?
其實的意思就是耶穌想彼得去將他愛他愛耶穌的心讀一讀，然後又再讀一讀他愛這些的心又讀一讀，看看哪一樣重點。
So Jesus wants him to compare his love for Jesus versus his love for all of these things.
又告訴耶穌哪一樣重點，哪一樣深。
And then tell Jesus which one he treasures and he loves more.
但是彼得，你想他為什麼不直接去答耶穌這個問題？
And why didn't Jesus answer his question directly?
因為他仍然害怕去失去他所珍惜的東西。
Because he's still fearful of losing all the things that he treasures.
在他的答案裡面，他隱藏著自己那種的恐懼。
He hides his fear in his answer.
愛耶穌是一件事，是一馬子的事，而沒有這些他珍重的東西，珍惜的東西，是另一馬子的事。
Loving Jesus is one thing, and losing all these things is another thing.
或者這個是我們做基督徒很多時候的態度。
And that could be the attitude that we all have as Christians.
我哋好中意隐藏喺神嘅面前我哋嘅恐惧。
We like to hide our fear in front of God.
好有趣喎，耶稣咧，又接受彼得呢一个即系唔系几似样嘅答案。
Interestingly, Jesus accepts this not so complete answer from Peter.
耶稣俾彼得一个嘅命令。
And then he gave Peter a command.
你喂养我的小羊。
Feed my lambs.
彼得当然知道呢个系乜嘢命令啦。
And of course, Peter understand what it means.
耶稣又冇牧场，啊，当然呢一个嘅羊唔系指一啲会叫咩咩声嘅羊。
Peter knows very well that Jesus doesn't have a form. So when he is referring to the lambs, it doesn't mean the real lambs.
啲羊咧就會咩咩聲叫啊，都幾似我哋啲廣東人，乜嘢都咩啊咩啊。
The real lambs actually sound like Cantonese people sometimes.
呢一啲羊其實係指到信耶穌嘅人，或者係嗰啲尋求去認識神嘅一班人。
In this Bible passage, the lambs are referring to those believers of Jesus or those who have a desire to know more about God.
这个命令去喂羊就是说要 去看顾这一班在教会里面的人和教会以外的人。
Feeding the lambs is to take care of the people in church and outside of the church.
彼得都未能够作反应的时候，耶稣又提到一条问题。
Before Peter could answer the question, Jesus already asked him another question.
你爱我吗？
Do you love me?
啊，这条问题又易答啲喎。
And this one is an easier question to answer.
冇第一条咁复杂啊，冇问到彼得你爱这些吗？多过爱我吗？
Didn't ask him to measure his love versus all these other things.
咁你相唔相信呢条问题容易答啲啊？
Do you think this is an easier question to answer?
不如我哋做个实验。
How about if we ask you all to
做个实验先
？Do an experiment.
咁我想咧邀请嗰啲基督徒起身。
And now I'm going to ask all of the Christians to stand up.
再讲一次，我系想邀请嗰啲好勇敢嘅基督徒起身。
Here I'm asking all the bold Christians to stand up.
冇啊。
No.
有啲唔勇敢嘅。嗱，咁啊问你咯。
Now I'm going to ask you.
如果你覺得你愛耶穌嘅，請你坐低。
If you think you love Jesus, please sit down.
啊？好，嗰、那個反應時間咧就有四五秒。
The reaction time to this experiment is 4 to 5 seconds.
我哋再請嗰啲勇敢嘅基督徒再多一次。
This time we ask all the bold Christians to please stand up one more time.
啊，冇人敢，冇咗啲勇氣啦。今次再問你，你覺得你愛耶穌比愛你自己條命更深嗎
？Let's try again. All Christians, do you think you love Jesus more than your life? Then you may sit down.
我坐低。
Please sit down. The reaction time to this question is supposedly longer. So the second question in the Bible to Peter is actually easier to answer.So Peter just repeats the same answer.
主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。
And then, yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
没什么新意啊。
It's not very creative answer.
但耶稣知道彼得仍然有恐惧在里面。
Jesus knows that Peter still has fears in his heart.
那耶稣就只是重复他自己的命令。
And then he just repeats his command again.
你牧养我的羊。
Take care of my sheep.
跟住耶稣呢，又等彼得未有反应嘅时候呢，又问同样嘅一个问题。
He then also asked the same question again.
你爱我吗？
Do you truly love me?
呢一个真系系一个决定时间，彼得要俾佢嘅 final answer 呢一个嘅。
Now it is the decision time for Peter to give his final answer. Not only had he thought for this for a longer time, he also grieved.
為什麼?
Why?
他憂愁 唔係因為佢覺得耶穌唔中意佢嘅答案。
He is grieved not because that he doesn't think Jesus he thinks Jesus doesn't like his answer.
佢憂愁因為佢記得好清楚，佢曾經有三次嚟到出賣耶穌。
He is grieved because he remembered that he betrayed Jesus for three times.
他憂愁因為他問題出現的時候他逃跑。
When there was a problem, he actually ran away.
他憂愁因為他不能夠肯定自己將來會不會再令耶穌失望。
He wasn't sure if he would fail Jesus one more time in the future.
但今次呢彼得給的答案就好過前面那兩個很多了。
And this time, Peter actually gives a much better answer.
他說, 主啊, 你是無所不知的, 你知道我愛你。
Lord, you know all things, you know I love you.
耶穌無所不知, 當然耶穌知道彼得是愛耶穌。
Yes, Jesus knows all things, and of course, he knows that Jesus loves him.
耶穌,
Peter loves him.
耶穌是無所不知, 當然他知道彼得有恐懼。
Lord, the Lord knows everything, so he knows that Peter has fears.
耶稣是无所不知，当然他知道彼得刚刚学识了怎样去处理他的恐慌。
And Jesus knows all things, and of course he knows that Jesus, that Peter just learned how to handle his fear.
所以耶稣只是第三次重复他那个命令。
So Jesus only repeats the command the third time.
你牧養我的羊
Feed my sheep.
然後耶穌就停止了再問耶稣再問彼得任何一條問題。
He then stops asking Peter any more question.
那究竟彼得在这件事件里面怎么学习了什么去处理他的恐慌呢？
And actually, what did Peter learn to handle his fear in this incident?
耶稣问了彼得三次他爱不爱
Jesus asked Peter three times if he loves him.
或者你想，就是耶稣都知道个答案啦，会唔会虚伪啲啊？
Doesn't Jesus somewhat a isn't he somewhat a hypocrite that he knows that the answer?
事实上，耶稣唔系虚伪。
And actually, Jesus is not hypocritical.
耶稣系教导彼得去认识一样嘢，就系。爱耶稣能够消除恐惧的控制。
Jesus is teaching Peter that love is able to break the control of fears.
爱是能够驱走恐惧。
Love is able to drive out fears.
或者你冇觉得好奇怪，点解爱能够驱走这个恐惧？
Maybe you wonder how does love eliminate fear?
为什么我们不去我恐惧的时候我怕的时候为什么我不去做一些松弛神经的运动
why don't we do some relaxation exercise 为什么
我不去做一些发挥潜这个内在潜能的冥想
and then do some meditation
或者我去找医生整几粒那些抗焦虑药给我吃下就行了
Or just get some anti-anxiety medication from the doctors.
有其他的方法来对抗这个恐惧。
Or maybe other ways to deal with the fears.
但我告诉你知，爱是最能够驱走这个恐惧。
But I'll tell you now, love is the best way to drive fear.
或者我给你看一看爱和恐惧那种的比较，你就会知道。
Maybe I give you a comparison of love and fear. Then you will be able to understand.
爱是你等候机会去付出。
Love looks for opportunities to give.
你会问同自己讲，我能够为你做啲乜嘢？
What can I do for you?
而恨，而呢个害怕，怕嘅时候，你见到人嘅时候，你怕嘅时候，你又怀疑。对方对你有不利，你会话或者心里边谂，我哋打算对我点样
？When you are fearing of something, then you have a suspicious eye on what's going to happen.
爱，亦都当你有爱嘅时候，你会为今日 的工作努力去做，而没有这个时间去忧虑明天。
Love labors on today's task and has no time to worry about tomorrow.
但当你怕的时候，你只是看到明天，就忘记了今天我要好好去尽自己的责任去做。
But when you have fear, you focus on tomorrow and fail to undertake responsibility today.
爱是能够令到你走向一别人。
Love moves towards other people.
而怕是你会远离这些人。
Fear shrinks away from other people.
爱带给你一些奖赏。
Love involves reward.
怕带给你一些的惩罚。
Fear involves punishment.
当你越多爱的时候，你的怕越少。当你的爱越少的时候，你的怕越多。
The more you love, the less fear. The less you love, the more fear.
其实每一天我们都看得到爱来到战胜恐惧的例子。
Every day we see examples of love defeating fear.
有一个女士，她原本一見到老鼠咧就好驚。
A woman who usually fears rats。
有一日佢見到一隻老鼠行埋去一個 BB 仔嗰度，個 BB 仔瞓喺地下。
One day he saw a rat approaching her own baby。
唔係佢係 A baby。
A baby。
啊！只老鼠走埋去一個 BB 仔嗰度。
And then she was approaching a baby.
No, 那隻老鼠走埋去個 BB 仔度。
And the rat was approaching the baby.
咁你估下有咩反應
？Then you can imagine what her reaction is.
三個反應。
Three choices.
第一個反應，呢個女士好驚，驚到咧喐都唔識喐，嗌都唔識嗌嘅，企喺度。
The choice A, she just stand there and cannot move.
第二个反应咧就系见到只老鼠，佢好惊，于是乎走出门口嗌救命。
The second choice is that she was so afraid that she screamed and ran away to the door.
嗌救命。
And for help, and scream for help.
第三个反应就系一脚踢死只老鼠。
And then she will step on the rat. That's the third choice.
答案是什么呢?
What is your answer?
看看这个 BB 仔是什么呢?
Then you just have to think who this baby is.
这个 BB 仔是一个玩具 BB 仔，他会选第一个，就是动都不会动，就没得选。
If it's a toy baby, then she will probably choose choice A. She doesn't move.
如果 BB 仔是 Brenda 的仔，他就会走出去救命。
If the baby is Brenda's baby, then she will go to the door and scream for help.
如果 BB 仔是他的仔，他就会一脚踩死人。
If that baby is her own baby, then she will step on the rat right away.
啊，我们又看另外一个肥波，看回肥波，肥波一见到桥就会走，肥波。
Then we think about another example, Bob.The Bob that we were talking about today.
今天呢，他要車他太太已經身懷六甲，一個肚大的，去醫院。
Today she needs to drive his wife to the hospital.
啊，那太太在後面叫了，肥波啊，開快點的車啊，我 BB 仔在出世了，我的肚子。
And then, hurry, Bob, my baby is coming. My water breaks, she shouts. And suddenly he saw there was a bridge in front of him. Then what do you think Bob will do this time? Would he stop his car and listen to relaxing music?
Michael Jackson,
Whether it's Tchaikovsky or Michael Jackson's music, or just type on the GPS and see what would be another route to go to the hospital. Of course not.
在脑海里面只是看到一个医院 睇唔到呢一個恐懼、恐怕嘅呢個可怕嘅橋。
In his mind at that moment, he only saw the hospital and not the bridge.
就真係一腳踩落個油門度，跟住一陣間飛過條橋，跟住咧幾分鐘之內就去到。
He would step on the gas and speed through the bridge and arrive at the hospital in minutes.
你有愛越大嘅時候，你就越能夠消除你個恐懼。
The greater love you have, the greater power it is to overcome fear.
同樣嘅，你睇到彼得佢真心愛耶穌嘅時候，佢呢個愛能夠驅走佢嘅恐懼。
In the same way, when Peter genuinely loves Jesus, his love can drive out all his fears.
咁你話你點知啊？
How do you know that Peter has learned the lesson?
咁咧？當耶穌講完問完佢最後嗰個問題之後，耶穌再喺十八節嘅時候同佢講一個事情。
And then on verse 18, he told Peter.
佢話：我實實在在話你知啦。
I tell you the truth.
你咧年青嘅時候咧，你就自己捉上帶子，隨意咧周圍行。但係當你年老嘅時候，你就要伸出個手嚟，別人咧就將你束上。
When you were younger, you dressed yourself and go wherever you want. But when you are old, actually, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go.
这经文其实是描述紧彼得很恐怖的，他将会受死。
This is actually predicting his horrible death.
當彼得年青嘅時候，一個花靚咁啊，好自由，中意去邊度邊度。
When Peter was young, he was free as a bird.
你中意著咩衫咪著咩衫咯，中意去邊度咪去邊咯。
He could dress whatever he liked, and he could go wherever he wanted.
但喺可見嘅將來，有人會帶佢去一笪地方，佢完全唔想去。
But in the foreseeable future, he will be led to a place where he does not want to go.
在这一笪地方，他会失去了他所有的自由，包括了他要将失去他现在很珍惜的所有一切。
And then in the future, he will lose all his freedom, and of course, he will lose all the things that he now really treasures.
这一笪地方就是他会被捆绑。被帶上去十字架受死。
The place is where he will be bound and he will be crucified there.
唯一嘅自由佢有嘅咧就係伸開隻手。
The only freedom he had,
只係喐下隻手。
He would have would be to stretch out his hands on the cross.
但你再睇下彼得嘅事。
Look at Peter.
佢聽完呢一個人生佢嘅人生嘅預告嘅時候，佢冇驚到，佢冇激動。
After he heard about this prediction, he wasn't agitated or frustrated.
時間問題，冇再繼續講落去。其實佢開始咧，就係開始好八卦，去關心啊，去問耶穌隔離嗰人係點啊。
Because of time, I'm not going to go into the details.
喺呢一度，你睇到彼得嘅學識咗愛耶穌。越愛得多嘅時候，比佢自己所珍惜嘅嘢係更多嘅時候，佢個恐懼係唔需要驚。
Love can drive out fear, and in here we see that.
佢甚至覺得失去咗條命唔重要，只要佢有愛耶穌。
He even learned that his love for Jesus is more than all these things that he treasure.
當你能夠去用愛嚟到驅走呢一個恐懼嘅時候
，Love can drive out fear。
當然唔係話你變成一個乜都唔驚嘅人。
It doesn't mean you become fearless。
一個做母親嘅，正話我哋睇到做母親嘅，佢一腳踩死嗰只老鼠嘅時候，之後佢仍然都係怕老鼠。
In the previous example, the woman who stepped on the rat。That threatened her baby. Afterward, after that instance, she probably would still be afraid of cats. Rats. Rats.
肥波佢好喺嗰個危急嘅境況，唔驚條橋衝過咗之後，佢可能仍然都好驚橋。
And Bob, who drove out his fear of crossing the bridge in the emergency situation, may still be afraid of bridges.
彼得在我们读的约翰福音第二十一章之后，你发觉他仍然都是很害怕，他仍然面对，他仍然要去侍奉神的时候，我们读到《使徒行传》的时候，他仍然都是有很多恐惧在里面。
And Peter, after this chapter 21 of the Gospel of John, still had a lot of fears, and we can read that in another book in Bible and Apostles.
雖然我們剛才那群勇敢的基督徒起身說他愛耶穌，他們仍然是有恐懼。
We had some Christians willing to stand up and said that he loves Jesus, but they still have fear.
你仍然為了你自己的工作、你的健康、你的將來、你的婚姻或者你的家庭有恐懼。
You still fear a lot about your own job, your health, your future, or your family.
但今天你學識一樣東西，就是你愛耶穌的時候，你就有能力去戰勝這個恐懼。
But today you learn one thing. If you love Jesus, you have the power to overcome your fear.
耶穌他本身是愛的源頭，他本身就是愛。
Jesus is the source of love. He is love.
今天我鼓勵大家去學習這個功課。
Today I encourage all of you to learn this lesson.
當你有恐懼的時候，就讓這個愛來到驅走這個恐懼。
When you have fear, let this love overcome the fear.
但當你的恐懼越大的時候，你要更大的能力，更大的力量來到驅走它。
When your fear is bigger, then you need a more power to overcome the fear.
你要做的就是愛耶穌多一點。
What would you do? You will need to love Jesus even more.
你越愛耶穌多一點的時候，你的恐懼就越少一點。
The more you love Jesus, the less fear you will have.
這是今天我們要學的功課，怎麼去戰勝我們的恐懼。
That's the lesson we learn about handling fear.
時間問題，第二個功課沒時間講。
I'm running out of time for my second point.
如果你想離開的可以離開，或者你想我繼續講，我可以繼續講埋落去。
If you want to leave, you can leave, or if you want me to continue, I can continue.
真係可以走㗎，因為我而家14頁，我仲有19頁。
I still have 5 more pages to go.
大家唔出聲，我繼續㗎啦。你中意走就走啊！愛是沒有懼怕的。
If you really need to go, you feel free to go.
我哋再睇另外一樣嘢，呢度講到咧，喺正話讀嘅經文裏面有一樣嘢，我哋要好特別要注意。
In the Bible that we just read, there's something that we need to pay attention to.
或者你覺得好奇怪，點解耶穌會將愛同佢個命令扯埋一齊嚟到講？
Why would Jesus associate his command with work, with love?
每一次當彼得話佢愛耶穌嘅時候，耶穌就俾翻同樣嘅命令話：你要喂我嘅羊。
Every time when Peter said he loved Jesus, Jesus will command him to feed his lamb.
好似係咪幾合情理咧？
Is this a reasonable thing to ask?
如果一個女仔走去問佢個男朋友。
Suppose a girl asks her boyfriend, "Do you love me?"
男仔就話：你知我愛你啦。And
he replies, "Of course, you know I love you."
咁啊，女仔就話：咁你喂我只狗啦。Then
she say, "Feed my dog."
啊，佢個男友諗諗，咦，我有敏感喎對狗，我又驚狗喎。But
her boyfriend is allergic to dogs and has a phobia of dogs.
你將愛同呢個命令扯埋一齊嚟講，係咪唔合理？
Then it doesn't look like a reasonable thing to tie love to such a command.
神嘅命令當然唔會合理。
Of course, God's commands are not unreasonable.
神嘅命令係為我哋好處。
God's commands are for our own benefits.
神嘅命令係以致到我哋可能活出一個生命，係嚟到同我哋嘅。 我哋嗰个神呼召我哋嚟到相称。
God's commands are for us to live a life worthy of our calling.
神嘅命令系俾我哋可以荣耀神。
God's command are for us to glorify God.
个问题就系无论系基督徒或者非基督徒，佢哋都有一同样嘅嗰个毛病，就系一话要遵守神嘅命令就好嘅。
The problem is whether it's believer or non-believers. Whenever they hear about obeying God's command, it doesn't. They have fears.
我感受唔到，我真系好想去守神嘅命令。
They don't really feel like obeying God's command.
当耶稣去叫命令彼得去喂佢嘅羊嘅时候
，When Jesus commanded Peter to feed his lamb，
你谂下彼得，佢嘅职业系一个渔夫。佢個脾性啊，好臭嘅，而個本性係好冇信心。
Peter is only a fisherman by profession, and he is impatient in nature and have very little faith.
By character. 要佢喂羊，係需要彼得要走出佢嗰個好舒適嘅範圍之內，要走出去。走开，离开呢个加利利海咁可爱嘅海，咁可爱嘅鱼去喂羊。
Feeding the lamb requires Peter to go out of his comfort zone, go out of where his hometown is in Galilee.
喂羊系即系话彼得要面对好多嘅阻力，好多嘅危难，好多嘅危险。
Feeding the lamb means facing a lot of oppositions, a lot of dangers.
喂羊。是会令到他会产生一些恐惧，因为他会损失失去了他心爱的东西。
Feeding the lamb triggers his fears of losing all the things that he treasures.
更加的这些羊不是那么容易去处理。
Also these lambs are not easy to handle.
哇，一提起要喂羊，就彼得就，这个其实是彼得或者这一班门徒那个恐惧的原因。
And when he just heard about feeding his lamb, that might be the cause of his fear.
喂羊就变成喂羊。
Feeding the lamb may become fearing the sheep.
好惊。话个秘密俾你听。
I'm now tell you a secret.
普通嘅普遍嘅牧师。除了譚牧師之外，都很害怕。
Most pastors in general have fears in feeding the sheep.
有一次咧，去參加一個全國嘅牧師嘅大會，好多年啦。
I attended a national pastor conference years ago.
呢個會議咧都唔記得咗個主題係乜嘢，總之關於點樣去牧養啲羊。
I forgot the theme of the conference. It's something about feeding the lamb.
當這個在台上那個講員一講到羊怎樣臭脾氣，那些這樣的童工怎樣無理的時候，
Whenever the speaker talk about the disobedience of the sheep or unreasonableness of those deacons，
我班牧師咧，有啲細蚊仔咁，好開心拍手掌。
And the pastors and the in the congregation all like applauded.
啊，繼續講啦。
And then he would ask him to continue to preach.
或者佢哋有時大嗌，阿門阿門。
And then they would shout Amen.
有時佢哋亦都表現得好煩躁不安。
And sometimes they were agitated.
而耶穌喺度講俾我哋知。无论你是一个牧师一牧羊的人或者是一个羊。
And Jesus is telling us, whether you are a pastor or a sheep,
服从神的命令或者服从神是能够消除恐惧那个来源那个起因。
Keeping God's command is able to eliminate the cause of fears.
那讲一个真实的故事你听。
And let me give you a real story.
有一对夫妇，佢揾一个辅导员求帮助。
A couple comes to see a counselor for help.
嗰个太太咧入嚟到嘅时候，先开始讲说话。
And then the wife started the dialogue.
佢話我哋個婚姻冇得救噶啦，乜都冇噶啦，我哋冇愛，冇愛即係沒有愛啊！我哋冇愛噶啦，我哋冇感覺噶啦，乜都冇噶啦。
There is nothing left to our marriage. No love, no feeling, no nothing.
咁啊，丈夫咧就和應啦。好多人話咧，我哋個婚姻都將會嚟到一個完結。
And the husband agreed. Many people say our marriage has come to an end.
啱，我哋分開咗住。
And now we have separated.
咁咧就離婚咧只係時間問題。
Divorce is only a matter of time.
我哋嚟揾你咧。最主要的原因就是想你告诉我们知我们这样做是有圣经的根据。
I just want to come and ask you whether or not what we're doing it has scriptural ground.
他们来到想找辅导员给他有安慰。
They come here for the counselor for soothing.
他们期望这个辅导员说是的长痛不如短痛啊。
They expected the counselor to say something like, okay, well, to continue with this pain, it's better just to cut it off now.
他們期望輔導員告訴他們，是啦，保羅啊，和這個巴拿巴啊，因為拗叫的時候，大家分手，你傳福音，你有你那裡，我有去另外一裡。
And they expected the counselor to say, well, the Bible has examples of Paul and Barnabas. They were partners in preaching the gospel, and they parted their ways.
或者咧，我又諗下輔導員會唔會話俾我知，係啦，亞當同夏娃呢第一對夫婦都嗌交啦。
And maybe the first couple in Bible, Adam and Eve, they also had arguments.
或者喺聖經裏面啊，呢個先知何西亞。娶了個老婆，個老婆咧就出場，跟住一兩個分手。
And then in Bible we talked about Hosea, the one of the prophets. Hosea's wife had affairs, and then they parted.
其實喺佢哋呢對夫婦裏面，佢哋心中有隱藏嘅嗰種恐懼喺裏面。
In their heart, actually, the couples have fears.
輔導員就同佢咁講。
The counselor say.
我聽到你咁樣嘅消息，好難過。
After I heard your news, I'm very sorry.
我想問你一個問題。
Let me ask you a question.
你愛唔愛耶穌啊
？Do you love Jesus？
你知道我答案㗎啦。
Maybe you know what the answer is.
然後呢個輔導員就俾一個驚喜、一個驚嚇嘅答案佢。
And then he gave them a surprise.
我知道咧，好高興知道你哋都愛耶穌。
I'm glad to hear that you both love Jesus.
但我想咧，我谂咧，你哋应该为你哋嘅罪悔改，然后学习彼此相爱。
But I guess you both have to confess your sin and learn how to love one another.
佢哋唔敢相信自己听到嘅嘢。
They could not believe what they just heard.
啊，佢哋一齐喺度抗议啊。
They protest.
佢话辅导员啊，你有冇听真我哋讲嘢
？Counselor, did you really get what we said?
我告诉你我们彼此之间没有感觉的了。
We told you we don't have any feeling towards each other anymore.
然后辅导员说我知道，我知道你们没有感觉。
And the counselor replies, I understand.
但我告诉你，你有没有感觉这个爱在你中间存在不重要，无关痛痒。
But whether you feel that the love is there is irrelevant.
因为神命令你哋要彼此相爱。
Because God commands that you must love one another.
当你学识去咁做，学习到咁做嘅时候，你嗰种感受，我个爱就会翻翻嚟。
When you actually learn how to love other people, the feeling of love will follow.
爱嘅开始唔系一个感受。
Love is not feeling first.
爱系从服从命令开始。
Love begins with obedience.
哇！呢个太太听到火气啊。
And the wife was very impatient.
喂，你佢话你咁样系咪即系话我要完全违背我自己嘅感觉嚟到去爱呢个衰 ？Beep.
Are you saying that I must try to love this person in contrary to all of my feelings?
有輔導員都肯定話係啊。
And the, exactly, that's what the counselor said.
咁啊，丈夫亦都加入戰場嘅話，如果你咁樣講，咁會唔會係好虛偽啊？
And the husband joins in the dispute, but isn't that a hypocrisy?
輔導員就話：咁要睇你點樣去定義乜嘢叫做虛偽。
Well, it depends on how you define hypocrisy.
佢話：輔導員話我每一日朝頭早七點鐘嘅時候，我個鬧鐘就喺度呱呱嘈。
Every morning at 7 a.m., my alarm clock rings.
呢個係完全違反我嗰個感覺，要起身。
It is in contrary to my feeling of getting up.
但我都起身喎，因為我翻工要準時。
But I still have to get up anyway because I have to be on time at work.
咁你話我係咪虛偽？
Then do you say I am hypocritical?
呢個丈夫就話咁啊，咁我諗唔係啩。
And the husband say, maybe not.
輔導員於是話：如果神命令你去愛你嘅妻子，而你又冇嗰個感覺嘅時候，唔想咁做嘅時候，但你都去做，咁會唔會令到你覺得自己好係一個偽君子
？So if God commands you to love your wife and you do it even though you don't feel like it, does it make you a hypocrite？
我丈夫諗下又，咁我諗唔係啩。
And then the husband said, maybe not.
咁個輔導員繼續話。
And then the counselor continues.
神喺以弗所書五章二十五節咁樣嚟到吩咐你。
In the Bible, God had commanded us.
佢話做丈夫嘅，你要愛你嘅妻子，好似基督耶穌佢愛教會，為教會舍命。
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
神就告訴你知，你有個責任去愛你的妻子。
So God is telling you that you are responsible to love your wife.
愛是從丈夫那裡開始。
Love begins with the husband.
丈夫的愛要反映出基督的愛。
Whose love must reflect the love of Jesus Christ.
所以你要愛你的妻子是無所保留百分之百。
So you have to love your wife 100% with no reservation.
我丈夫一聽到話，冇可能嘅，我點可以咁樣愛我啊
？And the husband immediately say that's impossible. I cannot love her that way.
佢太太都唔敢問。
And he doesn't even want to look at his wife.
咁啊，輔導員話咁啊，咁你又唔愛到你個太太百分之百，不如你落一個低層次啲嘅啦。
Well then, if you cannot love your wife 100%, you can start at a lower level.
耶穌話喺馬太福音二十二章三十九節話：愛你嘅鄰舍，好似愛你自己咁嘅。
In Matthew 22:39, Jesus commanded us, "Love your neighbor as yourself."
咁太太咪你最親近嘅鄰舍咯。
And she is your closest neighbor, right?
所以你要同佢一齊住。好似同一個鄰舍好親近嘅鄰舍一樣，要彼此和睦，彼此相敬如賓。
So live with her as your closest neighbor.
咁但個丈夫又話：咁啊，咁都唔得嘅喎，我都唔可以咁樣做。
Well, no, I don't think I could do that either. The husband says.
輔導員就話：咁啊，咁你又唔能夠愛佢百分之百，又唔能夠愛佢好似你個鄰舍，咁啊。又從最低層開始啦。
All right, then, if you really cannot love her 100% and cannot love her as your neighbor, maybe you can begin at the lowest level of all.
耶穌喺馬太福音五章四十四節咁樣命令你愛你嘅仇敵。
Jesus in Matthew 5:44 commanded, "Love your enemies."
你就當佢個仇敵愛佢啦。
And then you can love her as your enemy.
你點都冇得逃避，你又要愛佢。
There is no escape for you to love her.
啊，呢個丈夫開始有啲唔好意思咁話。
And the husband say, how can I love an enemy?
輔導員話呢個世界教導你去相信你自己個感覺。
The world teaches you to believe in your own feelings.
個世界教導你，你感覺得好嘅時候，你咪去做嗰樣嘢；感覺得唔好嘅時候，我咪唔做。
The world teaches you to do things that you feel like you want to do and don't need to do things that you don't feel like.
你感覺得太太 好好嘅，咁咪同佢一齊住咯。
You feel like your wife is good?
感覺老太太唔好嘅時候，同佢分開咯。
Then if you feel like your wife is good, then you live with her. If you don't feel like it, then you can divorce.
但係做基督徒一定要摒棄呢一種嘅教導，去相信，而呢種教導係話俾你知，我哋嘅感覺唔會呃你。
This kind of teaching is telling us our feelings never lie.
但事實上感覺係會呃你。
But in fact, feelings do lie.
愛係要付出，唔係去攞翻嚟，攞嘢翻。
Love is about giving, but not getting.
聖經裏邊教導我哋有好多個方法去愛我哋嘅仇敵。
There are many concrete ways to love your enemy.
如果你嘅太太口渴嘅時候，俾一杯水喉水俾佢飲，咖啡奶茶就免問。雖然你開始嘅時候，你唔覺得你有感覺想好想做呢樣。
When she is thirsty, you can give her a cup of cold water, no coffee or tea, even though at first you don't feel like it.
如果你個先生、你個丈夫肚餓嘅，俾一碗杯麪佢，雖然係冇唔會加嚿大叉燒喺裏邊。
When she
雖然佢係同你違反咗你嗰、那個你嗰個嘅感受，你唔想做，咁你個感覺話俾你知你唔想做，但係你都去做。
When your husband is hungry, at least give him a bowl of instant noodle, even though you're not giving any more meat or anything than that.
如果你繼續咁樣去付出你嘅時間、你嗰個嘅力量、你嗰個心機嘅時候，你個心。慢慢就會感覺到你想去做呢件事。
If you keep on giving out your time and your energy and your interest, your heart will gradually feel like doing it.
一個咁輔導就喺呢一度停咗。
The counseling ends right here.
一對夫婦翻屋企嘅功課就要學習點樣去付出，可能由最低層開始。
The assignment for the couple to do is to practice giving.From the lowest level.
個目的係想佢哋去消除嗰種恐懼嘅起因，係藉住聽神嘅命令。
The goal here is to eliminate the cause of fears by obeying God's commands.
我嘅朋友，聖經話唔好懼怕。
Everyone, Bible teaches us not to fear.
我哋好容易受驚受怕。
We are easily scared.
昨天去跟一班的家長來到聊天。
Yesterday I talked with a bunch of parents.
這些家長都是有殘疾的嬸兒子。
And all these parents, they have disabled kids.
他們的心裡面有很大的恐慌。
And they have a lot of fears in their hearts.
但他們不信耶穌啊，當然他們未信耶穌。
They haven't accepted Christ yet.
我解釋俾佢知，當一個問題出現嘅時候
，I explain to them when there is a problem.
呢個問題出現嘅時候，令到你會有緊張。
The problem makes you nervous.
然後你個緊張，你個回應可能就變成一啲嘅唔正當嘅恐懼。
And the nervousness will create some unreasonable fear in you.
一種恐懼，當你下一次再遇到同樣的環境的時候，會加大，會擴大你那個的緊張。
And the fears deepened next time when you are in a similar situation.
你那個擴大的緊張又會再令到你有更大的恐懼。
And this deepened fear will continue to increase your fear.
這種循環不息，那種的恐懼在增加的時候，令到你覺得我好像這個恐懼永遠都不能夠。
This vicious cycle of fear just can take you out of anything.
最後你越想去不憂慮，越想去不驚慌，你就越害怕那種驚慌會再來。
And the more you try not to fear, the more you will fear of this panic feeling.
今日你學到點去處理你嘅恐懼。
Today you learn how to handle your fears。
嗰個基要嘅就係我哋去愛我哋嘅耶穌。
The key is to love our Jesus Christ.
你越爱他的时候，你就越不怕。
The more you love him, the less you fear.
但是你要回家多些练习。
But it needs practice.
如果你想将你的恐惧永远来到消除的时候，
If you want to eliminate the fear permanently,
你要找出你的恐惧那个因由在哪里。
Identify the cause that triggered your fear.
当你找得到你那个恐惧的因由的时候，你求神给你去读圣经，找到神的那些命令，以致到你可以消除这个恐惧。
When the cause of fear is found, ask God to help you identify one or two commands in the Bible to deal with it.
然后你持守神的一些命令，就会令到你可以很想去做，很想守神这些命令，以致到你那个的恐惧能够消除。
Then keep these commands even though you don't feel like it.So to eliminate your fear. Let's all pray.
主啊，天父，我哋感謝你俾我哋有今日嘅經文嚟到閱讀。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Bible verse today.
你知道我哋好多時候都受怕受驚。
You know that we have deep fear in our heart.
我哋唔知點做。
Sometimes we don't know what to do.
但我哋知道愛能夠驅散呢一個嘅恐懼。
But we know love can drive out fear.
你都教懂我哋点样去用爱嚟到去帮助我哋去面对一切嘅困难。
Please help us how to use love to drive out all of our fear.
天父，我哋感谢你，祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.